Han. Zuri scoped out the corner around the archway, leading into the dormitories behind them, but they were alone. I'm gonna level with you, Han. Senna and I need a shuttle out of here, and I think you should be on it with us. They had reached the corridor leading down to his room, but he froze. Is that why you told me not to stay on? You're already having doubts, Zuri replied. Listen to them, and listen to me. Something is not right here. They're drugging Senna, and putting her in that Lang thing for 20 hours. They could be doing that to us too, and we would never know it. No. Han shook his head, but he found himself following. Slowly, tripping after her as she stomped toward his room. Paxton wouldn't do that. I saw Senna's medical file, Zuri told him. The door opened, alerted by his proximity, and they filed inside. Han rubbed his forehead, a headache brewing. Grabbing a mega slurp from the refrigerated drawer, he collapsed into one of the kitchen chairs. No, he's an intense guy, but I don't think he would drug us without permission. But how to explain that vid Senna had filmed? Her anger, her hurt couldn't be faked. She really didn't remember doing it. You don't have to wonder or think, Zuri told him. She leaned over and showed him her vid screen. There it was, the image of Senna's file, and the notes from her Lang sessions. Send that to me, he whispered. I want to see it. Sent, she said. How is this? There has to be an explanation, Han muttered. It was worse than he expected. What if Paxton was doing the same to him? What if he was lying about Han's family? What if there was someone out there who cared about him, that wanted him home? Zuri pointed to the image, now displayed on his vit. Compliant. Do you like that word? Because I sure as shit do not like that word. I don't plan on being compliant, neither does Senna. How about you?